The End of the String, Charles McCary. It became so common in reviews of his books to call Charles McCary, 1930 to 2019, the American John le Carré, that it became a standing joke between him and his publisher. When he was called to be told of a major review, he would often ask, "Am I the American le Carré again?" And mostly he was. Arguably the greatest novelist of espionage fiction that America ever produced, McCary disliked being identified as an author limited by a single genre. Instead, he declared that, like other serious novelists, he wrote about such universal themes as love, death, betrayal, and the American dream. Most of his novels, he wrote only three short stories, are international espionage tales mainly featuring his series character Paul Christopher, but he also wrote political novels, such as Lucky Bastard, 1998, which humorously depicts an amoral politician who, though married, has a relentless penchant for seduction. Largely reviewed as a caricatured portrayal of Bill Clinton, it had, in fact, taken John F. Kennedy as its model, as the author discussed with me on several occasions. McCary's science fiction novel, Ark, 2011, is almost absurdly prescient in its descriptions and warnings of climate change and other catastrophes, all of which are based on sound science. He had previously anticipated suicide bombers in The Better Angels, published in 1979. 4 years later, the New York Times reported on the apparent first instance of such terrorist acts occurring in real life. The same novel described terrorists on a suicide mission using an airplane filled with innocent passengers, first realized on September 11, 2001. In addition to his justly venerated fiction, McCary also was a highly successful writer of nonfiction, notably the ghost-written For the Record, From Wall Street to Washington, 1988, by Donald Regan, Inner Circles, How America Changed the World, a memoir, 1992, by Alexander Haig, and Caveat, Realism, Reagan, and Foreign Policy, 1984, also by Haig. When he wrote his biography of Ralph Nader, McCary averred that learning about his subject was one of the great disappointments of his life. The events of the present story take place in Africa, one of the places to which McCary was assigned during his years as a deep cover agent in the CIA. That assignment undoubtedly informed at least some elements of the tale. The End of the String was first published in Agents of Treachery, edited by Otto Penzler, New York, Vintage, 2010.